Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Markakis, is. Batting third. The third baseman, Melvin Mora. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kevin Millar. Batting fifth. The DH, Aubrey Huff. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alex Cintron. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Daniel Cabrera. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting second. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Lamb. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Glenn Perkins. And now, play ball. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Markakis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Perkins fires to first and has Markakis trapped. There's the throw to Punto, who tags Markakis for the out. Two outs. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mora hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Millar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Aubrey Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Huff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Huff moves to second. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gomez bunts towards third. Mora fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carcilla hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cintron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Payton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gomez. Payton reaches second base with a double. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cintron bunts towards the mound. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Payton moves to third. One out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peyton scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Nick Markakis is batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Markakis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Markakis takes first base on ball 4. Roberts moves to second. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mora hits a line drive towards first. Morneau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Millar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morneau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is hit by the pitch. Morneau moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kubel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morneau scores. Cuttier moves to third. Kubel moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Young hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Roberts catches it and throws to second with Cintron covering, to double up Kubel. 2 outs. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Cuttier scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lamb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Punto strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cintron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carcilla moves to third. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morneau is hit by the pitch. Mauer moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cuttier hits a line drive towards third. Mora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Payton takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cintron is 0-for-0 in the game. Cintron hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Young fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Young. Payton goes all the way around to score. Roberts moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markakis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Markakis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberts scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Orioles. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mora is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mora hits a pop-up towards short. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Millar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubel for the out. One out. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lamb is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Buck Bonser now pitching. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Huff strikes out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Punto moves to second. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carcilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carcilla bunts towards the mound. Cabrera fields it and throws to first for the out. Punto moves to third. Gomez moves to second. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Punto tags and scores. Gomez scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Payton strikes out. 1 out. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cintron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cintron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Roberts hits a fly ball towards right. Cuttier catches it and throws to first to double up Cintron. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Kubel reaches third base with a triple. Cuttier goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 5, Twins, 5. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Marquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubel tags and scores. 1 out. It's 6-5, Twins. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lamb is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamb strikes out. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Punto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Marquez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marquez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mora strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Millar takes first base on ball 4. Denys Ray is now pitching. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Huff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Sarfate now pitching. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. 1 out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carcilla strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Walker now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Mauer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gurrier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Payton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Payton hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 5. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Bradford now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mora fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Marquez is settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nathan now pitching. Luke Scott pinch hits for Alex Cintron. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Marquez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Marquez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marquez for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.